Hello, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yes. I purchased the chess collection, hero collection for Marvel, and you already sent me the first piece, and I think you're about to send me the second piece. But for some reason, I don't think you took anything out of my account.
Let me take a look here.
Was there a problem?
No, it's likely because we're in the process of moving to a new, much larger distribution facility to deal with the social distancing mess. And so it may have held the pending charge for 14 days, and then your bank's like, we're not holding this anymore. So I'll need to pull up your ledger and take a look. What's the last name on the account?
It's Klaprick with a K.
Okay. And then what's your zip code?
78238.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. Okay. And then can you verify the first name and the full shipping address?
My first name is Jack. Address is 5650 Grissom Road, apartment number 107, San Antonio, Texas, 78238.
Okay, so it says it declined it when we tried to charge you and send you the next piece, and it says a hard decline code, if you want to take this down for your bank, is 322. And the description says the transaction is not permitted. Contact the issuing bank. So I don't know if your bank flagged us as something that you don't normally purchase, and because it says invalid transaction.
It's a new credit card. I hardly ever use it.
It's
so I have another credit
it.
Card.
So,
did
you want to update the payment information?
You tried to take the account withdraw from my account, and I didn't have enough money. So last Friday, I deposited some money.
Uh-huh.
And you were supposed to withdraw from my account, and then I get an email stating that there were some problems with my credit card.
Yeah,
so I'm calling
you
today about that.
If it was declined due to insufficient funds, it would give us a soft decline, is what it's called, versus a hard decline, uh-huh. Which is like they use that for cards that have been stolen or possible fraud, things like that.
Okay.
So if it happens twice, they automatically stop trying to take that purchase.
Can I deposited some more money, so can I
certainly we can update
card
the card
right
information.
Right.
Give me just a moment. Okay, and then what is the new card number?
It's gonna be 5156.
Okay.
7677.
Okay.
7063. Excuse me. 8877.
Okay, and then may I read that back to you to make sure I've got it correctly? Sir?
Go ahead.
It's 5156-7677-7063-8877.
Yes, ma'am.
Then what's that expiration?
Can't even see it. Oh, 325.
Okay, that's all I would need. Give me just a moment. Okay, and then reactivate. Okay. And bear with me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. So that has been updated. They it's Tuesday, so it'll likely attempt to charge this on Friday. From there, it's set to ship every 4 weeks. It's a 28-day cycle. So if you prefer, like if you can call and ask to have the account suspended until a certain date. to kind of control when it comes out, or you can also change the frequency of the shipments. But we can only change it by weeks. So if you need it to come out, you know, around a certain date, then I would suggest calling and suspending prior to that, because, you know, we only really typically ship on Tuesdays and Fridays. So if you call us that Monday and lift the suspension, then that should get you your next one going out to you that Tuesday or Friday, if that makes any sense.
It does. I'm gonna call my bank, because this is a brand new card. I have another.
Yeah, you might want to get them a heads up that you're expecting.
Well, I'm gonna let them know that, because it's a brand new card. You're the only ones who are getting into my account, because I have another credit card with someone else. So I'm gonna call the bank if they're open, because we're shut down. The whole city's shut down right now because of that Arctic blast we just have.
Oh yeah, we're in Montgomery, Alabama, and we got a little bit of snow even. So
yeah,
but,
it's so I'm over here with no water. I got electricity, just don't have any water.
Hey, it could be worse.
Yes, yes. I just talked to my friends. They have no electricity at all for 2 days.
You guys should trade water for some electricity.
What's worse, no electricity or no water? You know, I'm going to say no electricity would be a lot worse.
Well, I've been through it before. I wouldn't imagine in San Antonio, but in St. Louis, there was an ice storm that knocked out the power for 5 days, and I was fresh from Alabama, and I thought we were going to die. Like, I was just like, oh, this is how it ends. Okay.
We don't get this kind of weather very often, you know.
No.
This is probably the first for me, and I've been in South Texas, 10, 15 years.
Exactly, you're in South Texas. It's not supposed to go there. So.
I don't know. It's crazy times right now.
Why not be a little crazier?
Why not?
At least one thing we do know is that it will get warmer and it will all melt.
Yeah.
Up in St. Louis, it stayed snow on the ground for months at a time.
Yeah, I stayed up in Indiana. That usually the snow melts around April, I think.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's pretty crazy for me, but, you know, you get used to it.
Well, as much as I loathe Alabama, I did miss the climate.
Yeah. Well, I don't miss the summer. It gets three digits out in South Texas, and I can put up the cold. I'm an electrician. I can put up with the cold. I just can't put up with the heat. The heat will kill you.
Well, luckily I hang out in air-conditioned places. All right, yeah. So I've got this noted. I've got your payment information updated. You should see that charge pre-authorized for your upcoming piece. Now,
okay.
It's two pieces. Were you wanting two pieces at a time?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
It's what's the charge for two pieces?
Let me get that for you real quick.
I think it was like 40-something.
I'll have the exact amount for you in just a moment. Just waiting for it to load the shipment. There we go. $41.80, which is $36.90 for the pieces, $4.90 shipping and handling. And it's going to be Spider-Man, the Hero Knight, and Wolverine Hero Knight, as well as the Marvel chess binder to put your magazines in.
When are you going to ship out the board?
The board, give me just a second, because it comes out with different shipments through the course of the subscription. So let's see. The chess board will go out with issue 10. So when you get your 10th piece, that's when you'll get the chess board.
Okay, so I've got ways to go then. That's fine.
Not terribly.
No, it's worth the wait. I know my friends are making fun of me, but they're collecting dolls and statues, and all I have is comic books.
Well, at least this one is like multi-use. It's fun to look at, and you can play chess with.
Right. If I can find a buddy to play chess, you know, I think that's a dying game. You know, but
maybe this will revive it.
Right.
I can hope.
All right.
We were able to get that resolved. And like I said, if you want to, just give us a call. We're here in customer service 24/7, despite what the website says, and we can suspend until the date of your choosing so that you can ensure that there's, funds on the card. But also definitely reach out to that card company and let them know that you expect this auto draft so they don't block it and get your account auto-canceled.
Okay. Well, I sure will.
All right. So you take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.